Before we get started, I'd like to give a shout out to UW and to everybody's here. It's a not just a fantastic facility, but it's the people here that make this program what it is. So we're very fortunate we were able to be here and be a part of it this week. So a lot of thanks for them. For our finish in terms of the physical preparation is today. And now the focus comes right back to us in terms of ourselves getting ready. Big challenge ahead for us. Had a lot of red zone work in today. But the process still going on, getting ready for this game. So it was a good session today.
Coach, where are you at with the linebackers and their availability for Sunday?
The linebackers had a good week. The only guy who won't make it up for the game will be Paul Warlow. Mm-hmm. And then past that, our linebackers had a really good week. You can tell how hard they work to get ready to play. So all of them, with the exception of Paul, will be available for the game.
Gratified to get those guys back. They were making a great deal of progress before they were out.
They sure are, and now we're excited to have them back into the mix. It's a very tight group, this linebacker group. We're fortunate we have a lot of depth at that position. We've needed it, and a number of different players have stepped up all throughout the first part of this short season so far.
Do you expect them to all be back in their starting roles?
We won't go that far yet in terms of who will do what and how we'll play them, but it is great to have them all back. And then as we go through tonight and tomorrow and which packages we want to feature the guys in, that's what we'll do.
Coach, I know this is the first time you've been on camera. Just talk about the challenges that the Seattle offensive defense has for y'all.
Sure. The number one, let's talk about their offense. It's the speed and explosiveness that they have. In the run game, the speed that they have at running back, that's evident. They're really tough and physical up front. The tight end game, they use all three of them. And then I think it's the speed that they have at wide receiver that totally jumps out. You know, by the way, they have a quarterback that can get outside the pocket and make plays. So it's a full challenge for us defensively. On the other side of the ball, you know, their defense and our offense, the challenge their defense has, they're very disciplined. They have very good communication amongst the group. They're able to solve problems and see them almost, just as soon as they happen. New play or a new wrinkle comes in, and that type of experience for guys who've played together for years, it totally shows where they just are hard to get a play, you know, a big play on because they're so disciplined in their stuff. So featured guys at each spot, play with a lot of speed, very good tackling team. So terrific matchup for us, one that honestly we're thrilled to be a part of.
How different is it going to be for you going to the visitor's locker room and the visitor side of this stadium?
Yeah, I know that in this league that happens. And so as we go, honestly, this game's about the players, and it's our job to help them get ready and encourage them in each way. But once it gets in between those white lines, it's just for the guys. And we've had a good week of preparation. We know we got our hands full, tough team, tough opponent, tough environment. But like I said, one that we're really looking forward to.
How different is it going to be for you, like knowing all those players on defense and knowing just a couple years ago you were coaching those guys in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, for sure. I just so much wanted to make this game not about me. Of course, I have lots of gratitude for for all the coaches, the players, and the staff there. Because of them, I was able to live out my dream as a head coach. But this week, it's only about the players. So yeah, most uncomfortable even talking about me. It's totally for the guys.